Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am. This is me.
Okay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can I help you today?
I was trying to open a claim or file a new claim, whatever one I need to do.
Okay. What's your Social Security number?
424-196469.
And your name?
Anthony Mobley.
All right, and can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
My date of birth is March 5th, 1982. The maiden name is the marriage name or what?
It'd be the name that she was born with.
Okay. The name she was born with is Mobley. And my driver license number is, just a minute, I'm pulling out my wallet now. My driver license number is 100-55759.
All right, and under your mother's maiden name, is there any other last name that you would have listed?
Pryor, Loveless.
Okay.
Which one is it?
Which one would it be? Are you saying Pryor would be an option, or you're saying Loveless? Like Pryor, were you just saying Pryor is like...
Yeah, Pryor. P-R-Y-E-A-R or Loveless. That's why I don't, honestly, it's been so long, I just don't remember which one I told you of.
Okay, so what is the correct last name for her that she was born with?
Pryor.
Pryor? And that's, you said that's P-R-Y-E-R?
E-A-R.
So, to file the new claim?
I give a dollar. I don't feel like going to the store.
For your first name, it's A-N-T-H-O-N-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name's M-O-B-L-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said your date of birth was March 5th, 1982?
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my GED. I'm on the phone, man. That don't work.
All right. And give me just a moment.
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Give me just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. And so for your mother's maiden name, it's P-R-Y-E-A-R?
Yes, or, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then for your driver's license, is that for the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. That's for the state of Alabama.
All right. And can I get that driver's license number one more time?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's 100. 55759.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
We can do direct deposit.
And is that going to be for a checking or savings account?
Checking account.
And what is your routing number?
My routing number is, just a minute, let me get it up.
Okay.
Never mind. I already got the card. I can just go on my card.
Okay, the benefits card?
Yes, ma'am. I already have one.
Okay. I do have to read you the disclosure information for the benefits card. So
yes, ma'am.
That information says you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made into your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are a card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fees, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fee can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long-form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long-form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address?
764 Johnston Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36606. It's still the same.
Okay, so that was 764 Johnston, you said J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
That's Mobile. The zip code was 36606?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What's a good phone number you can be reached at?
251-930-3411.
All right, that was 251-930-3411.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's Gluck Street, West Long Street, Bowman Road.
Gluck, 150 Gluck.
All right. And the next question is, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? There's a Pontiac Grand Prix, Isuzu Amigo, Plymouth Sundance, Saab 900, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Never been associated with any of them vehicles.
And the next question is, according to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? There's 5'4", 5'7", 6', 6'3", or my height is not reported as any of these values?
On my driver's license, 5'7".
And the next question is, which of the following street addresses in Youngstown have you ever lived at or been associated with? There's South Jackson Street, DeHoff Street, Lazelle Avenue.
183 South Jackson.
All right. And the last question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? There's Tucson, Bullhead City, Surprise, Phoenix, or none of the above?
None of the above. Could you repeat that, please?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? And the options were Tucson, Bullhead City, Surprise, Phoenix, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am. I worked in Tennessee.
All right. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what is the last day that you worked?
The last day?
Yes, sir.
This past Friday.
The 9th?
If Friday was the 9th, yes, ma'am.
All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Say that again.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
$200.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
That's a trick question. They don't ever ask that question.
No, sir. It's just asking what the lowest amount would be that you would accept for your hourly rate.
Well, my job pays me $21. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so you want to list $21?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes, ma'am.
You said you do?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a union card?
Let me look at my wallet and see. I'm quite sure I ain't got one that's up to date in my wallet, but I have many union cards. But I'm looking at my wallet as we speak, man. No, ma'am, I do not.
All right, and what is the hiring?
I'm a member of Local 559.
559?
Yes, ma'am. All
right, and what is your job title or job description?
Laborer.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name of your separating employer?
Sterling. Sterling Industrial. Industrial.
Okay. Sterling Industrial?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And
they out of Evansville, Indiana.
All right. And then besides Alabama, in the last 18 months, you said that you worked in Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am.
And that was the only other state?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for your separating employer?
It says that their phone number is 812-479-5447.
That was 812-479-5447?
Yes, ma'am. 479-5447.
And what was your employment start date?
I want to say the Tuesday after Father's Day. Father's Day was on what day this year?
I'm not sure. Can you pull up a calendar and confirm the date that you started?
Yes, ma'am. Just a minute. I'm looking at the calendar now, ma'am. Now, I'm looking at my calendar, so that Father's Day had to be the 18th, because I know it wasn't on a Sunday, on the 11th.
Okay, so you started on June the 18th?
No, that's a Sunday. I'm saying Father's Day was the 18th, so I want to say around the 21st.
Okay, so June 21st of 2022?
Yes, correct.
And you said the last day you worked was December 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city was...
It might be the 22nd. It was that Monday or that Tuesday after Father's Day. I'm not sure on that one, ma'am. You can put the 21st or the 22nd on both, on that one.
Okay. And what city was the work performed in?
I want to say Bucks, Alabama.
You said Bucks, B-U-C-K-S?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I think I am. I'm quite sure we is. We union, so we definitely got a pension.
But you haven't applied for it?
No, ma'am. You don't get your pension, I thought, till you retire.
Right. Yes, sir. So you haven't applied for it?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I thought you got to retire to get it.
And is this your separating employer?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at my layoff paper right here in my hand now. That's how I knew their address and their phone number.
And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Reduction in force.
Reduction in force?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Just a minute. Let me find if you can find a pen. Yes, ma'am. I have a pen.
All right. It's 6982.
And that's the number I type in when they ask me for my code?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Yes, ma'am.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration
yes.
of your unemployment claim. In addition,
say that again. I got to maintain an active what?
Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim.
How do I maintain that application?
That's what I'm going over with you right now.
Okay, okay.
So, in addition, you must either visit one of the career centers in your area, or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.
Alabama. I'm writing it down.
Works. Alabama Works with an S.
Okay.
.alabama.
The whole letter of Alabama? The whole
yes,
word?
Sir. .gov. And there you need to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for active union members who submit proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a short-term layoff that we verify with their employer, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet next week in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure
and
to
I
make
must, it. I start off updating my resume at the career center too?
Yes,
That's
sir.
How I do that, basically do that when I file every week?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if
Hold
you
on,
choose,
let me write that down too. What website is that?
What was it?
What website is that? Labor.alabama.gov.
That's the website that you'll use to file your weekly certifications.
Oh, okay.
Or if you want to...
I can't do it on the phone. I can't call that number.
Yes, sir. If you want to call it in, it's going to be 800-752-7389. And your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday.
I got it.
Through no... What was it?
He said 752-7389.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. And an information... Yes, sir, this coming Sunday.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims on. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you.